Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental program on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
You think of geology like an oven. You put in the ingredients, and if you turn on the heat and the pressure to the right amount, to one amount, you get one kind of rock, and if you turn up the pressure a bit more and the heat a bit more, you get another kind of rock. It's like baking a cake.
Hello and welcome to Ours to Protect. That's geologist Robbie Galvin from the Copper Coast Geopark that you've been listening to. I went along to a public lecture he gave recently on a beautiful Friday evening on Kilfarrasee Beach, and it was part of CalMast, S-E-T-U, Bealtaine Living Earth Festival, which celebrates biodiversity and the rich natural heritage in Ireland, but predominantly in the southeast region. Take a listen.
So this is eroding at one rate. This kind of really hard rock here on the Copper Coast is eroding at a rate of about 1 centimetre a year, 1 to 5 centimetres a year at the base, so not very much. So it's every, you know, every 100 years it might go about a metre, but then that's not an even distribution and it's not the same for every rock type. So you might have 1 centimetre in 1 year, but as well, the thing with climate change as well, and we have bigger and bigger storms more infrequently, is that you could get 2 or 3 centimetres in a year instead of, and then 0.5 centimetres the next year, and so on. But I'll show you, the next place we're going to go to, we have a much faster rate of erosion, which is much more noticeable, 4 to 5 centimetres and as many as metres a year. And some, we remember dramatically different landscapes as a result. So, okay, so we're going to go now from here, guys, over to the that cliff over there. If you can see where I'm pointing, just beneath that grassy verge. Does anybody know where waves come from?
The wind.
The wind. But sometimes, does there have to be wind to be waves? No, it doesn't. Because what happens with waves is, well, often there's two kinds of waves. There's wind waves, which are waves formed by the local wind, but sometimes we also have waves that have a much longer period and that are formed by winds that can be thousands of kilometers away. You can have a hurricane out in the mid-Atlantic and that will blow wind onto waves locally, and they'll be powered by that wind, but the waves will eventually separate from the wind that pulls them. Those winds, those long period winds, are typically much more powerful. They're quite rare here, but when they do come, they do a lot more damage to the coast as well. We see this during big storms, when we have local wind waves, but we also have these powerful, what we call a groundswell behind it. Here in Waterford, we have kind of a very, I suppose, typically sandy coloured sand, which is just a product of the rocks there, the rocks here, and sometimes it'll change. On the beach as well, you might notice Tremor. Has anyone seen, for example, anyone familiar with Tremor Beach? You all know it. Have you seen Tremor Beach change much in terms of the sand and, over the years?
It's gone a lot more rocky.
It's gone a lot more rocky. And that's it. Where you are right now, for example, you're actually standing on quite a lot of pebbles and rocks. And the location of the sand on the beach, on any beach, is going to change on different levels. It changes every single year. In the summer, the sand tends to build up a lot more. And in the winter, the sand actually gets moved out from the beach beyond tideline. So it gets stripped off the beach, which is why in Tremor, for example, I remember distinctly there was a load of shipwrecks exposed in the sand by one winter by big storms. And that will also change on a longer level. If you have a couple of winters of really big storms and summers that aren't very calm, the sand can almost permanently get moved off the beach, or at least for long periods of time. On a much bigger scale, if you look out to see the island out there, whose name I've actually forgotten. Do you know the name of the island out there? I can't remember the name of the island out there, but that island and these headlands were once all connected to this coastline as well. And the same erosional processes that we see here and there, it worked to the point where they broke the connection between the headland and the mainland.
You know, when was that joined on?
That's a really good question. And it can be actually surprisingly quickly. Well, I mean, surprisingly quickly, it could be several, like, up 10,000 years. It could be 10,000 years. depending on how faulted and fractured the rock and what was in between it.
The first settlers were in Waterford.
Yes.
They could have been walking out there and fishing on the far side. Or
absolutely. In fact, when the first settlers were in Waterford, the coast, the sea level was much lower than it is now. When those people were in Ireland, the Irish coastline was far, much further out than it is now, probably a kilometre, probably more. And it was a totally different coastline that they were involved in. The coastline itself is also home to an ecosystem in itself, with the grasses and sedges that grow on it, and the kind of birds. And I just want to reference as well, that's pretty interesting, this coast is a particular habitat for a bird species called the chough. That's worth looking out for. It's a bird that looks a lot like a crow, but it has a very red beak and red legs, and it's extremely rare. There's only a few hundred breeding pairs left in the world. So they're often seen around here, and they nest along the cliffs here as well. But actually, an interesting fact is that like Ireland's worst ever natural disaster actually was a tsunami. You have to forgive me because I forgot the date. But there was a really big tsunami and you have to look this up. I think it was a 1760. It was this one that destroyed Lisbon. The earthquake that destroyed Lisbon, the Lisbon earthquake, which also created a tsunami wave that was about 5 meters tall by the time it got to Ireland. And it killed 10,000 people in Ireland and destroyed the city of Galway at the time. So that was Ireland's worst ever natural disaster tsunami.
And that's it for this week. Join me again next Wednesday for another Hours to Protect.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun na mBan with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.